Masechet Menachot Perek Gimel Mishnah He. Here we'll talk about a komet or mincha that's missing an ingredient or part of an ingredient. Mishnah says, HaKomet mi'oto me'akevet rubo. The komet is essential to, even the small part is essential to the large part. In other words, if even a small part of the komet is missing, it cannot be burned on the Mizbeach. HaIsaron mi'oto me'akevet rubo. The isaron of flour, which is the minimum amount of flour that could be used for korban mincha. It's an asirit ha'efa, it's a tenth of an efa. If a small part of that is even missing, that means if it's at all less than an isaron, then it cannot be offered. The minimum is an isaron. Hayayin mi'uto me'akevet rubo. When it comes to the wine, the nesachim, if even a small amount of wine that was supposed to have is missing, then it's not allowed to be poured whatsoever on the Mizbeach. HaShemin mi'uto me'akevet rubo. The smaller part of the oil is needed in the mincha, and it's essential to the larger part. In other words, if even a small amount of shemin, of oil, is missing, then the mincha is not valid. HaSolet v'HaShemin me'akevin ze'etze. If we have a korban mincha that requires both the fine flour, the solet, and shemin, the oil, then they, if both of them are not offered, the offering is not valid. Hakomets v'halevona me'akevin ze'etze. The komets and the levona v'mincha, if the korban obligates both of them, then they're both considered to be essential, and a mincha that's lacking even one of them is not valid.